It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. And the long wait's finally over. Golf's first major of the year is here. Golfers are heading to San Francisco to tee off and compete for the crown. And there's no better way to join the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate golf's first major of the year, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions all weekend long, and all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including player props, day-by-day action, and even hole-by-hole live betting. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code KSN when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim. He's Ross. It's time for Ask Ross. But Ross, before we get to the questions of the week, I did get an email earlier this week from one of our listeners, and he questioned your ranking for Lonnie White last week. He said, after you call him such a great athlete, how come you only gave him an 8.0? And he said, you need to watch his sophomore tape when he played wide receiver as opposed to his junior tape where he's playing quarterback. What's your response?
Well, two things. One is he is an unbelievable athlete. You know, I mean, you watch his basketball videos, you watch his baseball videos. It's incredible. But when I do the ranking is how they project right now as a college football player. So the reality is, as awesome as it is that he's so good at baseball and he's so good at basketball, that doesn't really matter when you're talking about football prospect. I mean, it's nice. I'm glad he is. I think it's fantastic. That doesn't mean he's going to be a stud wide receiver for Penn State. And so the reason why he's an 8.0, I put him an 8.0, is because there's not a lot of tape that I saw of him playing wide receiver, and he's a projection. To the caller's point or the emailer's point, I didn't know he played wide receiver as a sophomore. I didn't know there was video of him wide receiver as a sophomore. And if I went and watched that and it was really impressive, that absolutely could have potentially, you know, changed my thoughts on him. Absolutely, that could have had an impact on my grades. But I didn't know that. And I always just go by their most recent video that I have access to.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think come spring, if there is a high school football season, we'll get some updated scouting report from Ross on Lonnie White and all the other commits. All right. Nick gives us the avenue to get to ask you about Micah Parsons. Nick says, hey, Ross, with the news of Micah Parsons opting out, which is absolutely a gut punch to the season, what exactly are his benefits because the season is still in the fall? I don't understand taking this long away from football, and how could it help?
So there's a couple things, right? So if you think about it, this is sort of a natural – it's a good question, Nick. This is sort of a natural evolution of trends that we've seen recently, right, where you've had Christian McCaffrey was really the first one to do it, Leonard Fournette to some extent. They skipped the bowl game. Because Christian McCaffrey just said, look, I'm supposed to be like a top 10 pick, like playing in this Sun Bowl against whoever, just doesn't seem to, it's not worth the risk. It's basically like an exhibition game. It's not worth the risk. I'm not doing it. And then you saw a couple years ago where Nick Bosa had an injury and he very easily could have come back from that injury for the second half of the year, for the Michigan game, for the Big Ten championship, et cetera. And he shut it down and just said, you know what? Why would I fight to come back from this injury? Why would I go back out there and face a greater injury risk and maybe re-aggravate it, et cetera? I have long thought, Jim, that we would get to the point where really big time prospects that were not allowed to leave school after their second year, after their sophomore year, because of the NFL's rule that you have to be at least 3 years removed from college. I thought we'd get to the point where somebody would just sit out the whole season. And, you know, a guy that comes to mind for me would be like a Trevor Lawrence, right? Because, you know, even after his freshman year, people were saying he could be the number one pick. To think that he had to play, you know, upwards of, you know, 28 more football games. Think about the 12 regular season games and then ACC championship and maybe even more than that, college football playoff. It's almost like he's got this pot of gold waiting for him, Jim. And he's got to go through a minefield of like 28, 30 games before he can get to that pot of gold. And something that's never really sat well with me, by the way. The thing that hurts my heart is when a guy gets hurt in college and is not able to get financial security for the hard work they've put in and their God-given gifts. So I kind of feel like this has been a natural evolution anyway. And what's happened is the coronavirus has given these guys, it's had a double impact, right? On the one hand, there is the increased risk, right? Like you don't want to get coronavirus. We don't know what the long-term health impacts are. I've now seen multiple studies where like 75% of the people have some type of heart issue when they do MRIs of these guys' hearts, of these people's hearts, that there's some type of heart issue. So there's obviously the risk of getting coronavirus, and we don't really know what that could do to a young person's lung capacity or heart. And I don't know, you know, would NFL teams hold that against them? That's number one. And then number two, I think for some of these guys, with 60 plus NFL players opting out, Jim, it just kind of gives them cover to do something that, you know, they might have done anyway. You know, you got 60 plus NFL players opting out, so there's not a stigma if you decide to sit out the whole year. So maybe there will be more guys that do it. We'll see. Rashad Bateman's done it. Caleb Farley's done it. But those are the two thoughts. Is one, they don't want to take the risk of getting the coronavirus. And at the same time, then they eliminate the chance for a serious orthopedic injury by playing in 10 football games or however many practices or whatever it is. And they can do it without the stigma of their quitting on their team because they're doing it in a year with coronavirus and everything's up in the air and you've got all these NFL players opting out. So there's a lot there. I don't think it'll be held against Micah or any of these guys that sit out the entire season. I think people will realize that, you know, it's a unique situation. It is a long time removed from football, but he's young. I almost think that they don't look at that as a negative. It's less wear and tear on his body. He should be better prepared for the pre-draft process, healthy, ready to go, in great shape. And he won't have been coming off of playing all that college football. And for a guy like Micah, who is projected as a top 5 to 10 pick, if you think about it, there's really almost nowhere you can go but down. I mean, as an off-the-ball linebacker, he's not going any higher than that. He's not going like number one or number two. He's going to go in the top 10 based on a team that thinks they want an off-the-ball linebacker. So playing this season doesn't really help his draft stock all that much. So it's a bummer for all of us who wanted to see him play and enjoy watching him play. The one caveat I will say, Jim, is that if there was a position for this to happen for Penn State, it's linebacker. You know, between Brandon Smith and Ellis Brooks and Lance Dixon and Jesse Luceda, you know, they've already got four linebackers that can really play. Now, they're not Micah Parsons, but I wouldn't be surprised if Smith and Luceda and Dixon make a bunch of plays to the point where people really aren't even missing Micah Parsons that much. I think those other guys are that good.
Just as a quick follow-up, Ross, for all the reasons you mentioned, I don't blame the kid for doing this. It's probably a wise business decision. That's the business side. As someone who played both college football and in the NFL, 20 years from now, will Michael look back and say, you know, good business decision, but boy, I wish I would have played one more year of college because it was so much fun.
You know, he might. He very well might. But you have to make the best decision for you based on where you're at. Like, I'll give you an example. If Saquon Barkley were my younger brother, I would have told him to think long and hard about playing in the Fiesta Bowl against Washington. Long and hard. And yes, these guys have insurance. But the only way you really get the insurance is if you never play football again. And it's maximum $5 million to basically never play football again. Whereas Saquon Barkley, as the number two pick, get over $30 million fully guaranteed. So while I think Micah Parsons might look back and say it would have been great to play another college year, I think knowing that he is sitting on $15 to $25 million fully guaranteed, I just think you go out there, you suffer a serious injury, it drops you a lot in the draft, or maybe it's so bad that you take the $5 million. Boy, that's tough, Jim. That's tough. And by the way, I think Nick might be the winner to the Ask Ross this week. Like, call me crazy, but considering we just spent all the time on one question, I'm going to call it, Jim. I'm going to say, unless you want to go with the Lonnie White guy, I think Nick is the winner.
Nick was smart enough to ask about Micah Parsons. And, you know, hey, look, that's what everyone's talking about, Ross. So I don't have any problem with us spending the segment. You gave us some great information. That is it for quarter number three. We'll bring Bob and Andy back for quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
We may not have the final college football schedule for this season, but we do know if the teams play, tailgating will be available at GoPSURV. Their off-campus site, located minutes from the stadium, provides professionally cleaned RVs, bus service to and from the game, and a safe atmosphere for tailgating. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 to reserve your RV, or go to GoPSURV.com for details. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions for the first major golf tournament of the year. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.